Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here at Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Oh, thanks for joining us here. And we, let's see, I'm getting my stuff together, Frank. Oh, a little miscombobulated today. Well, it's been a busy day. You know, it's been kind of hectic. So we're going to be talking about the first part of the show, what I call the human hack. We're going to be talking about nanoparticles for just a little bit and what that has to do with your future. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi. Oh, Frank's laughing at me. Big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, and I'm seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. So we want to give God all the praise all the time, and, you know, we should sing songs unto him. And so Psalms 104 says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live, and I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Yeah, for every breath you take, you know, he has control over that. So you might as well go ahead and sing praises unto him, right? So you want to do that and seek the Lord's face and mind the time because it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Franco. Okay, sir, first up in the quack report, well, you may have heard Denmark has banned the COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca because of deadly blood clots. In-depth study done over there in Denmark, and they decided that they're not going to allow this. AstraZeneca's shot's got to go. This was the first European nation to do this. Denmark has determined that continuing to administer the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine puts their people at risk of suffering from adverse events and death. So while some recipients suffer deadly blood clots, others are experiencing what is called low blood platelet counts, and both phenomenon are from injections from the vaccine, and they've determined it's got to go. Let's see, this was a quote, I think, from the EU guy over in Denmark. He says the vaccine creates very unique disease where there is a risk of being affected by internal bleeding and very low platelet count and blood clots. Okay, so this is 36 similar cases have been reported in the EU, so 36 over there. Hey, Frank, has anybody ever asked you, I got this question, a couple questions, what is Bill Gates doing with buying all that farmland? Do you know what he's going to do with it? Have any idea? Some people say, well, is he going to, like, you know, grow food on it? What's he going to grow over there? Well, I didn't know, he made a statement recently, Bill Gates did. What did you say, Frank? That's right. You got it right. He's going to raise GMO food, you say, to sterilize us all. Well, maybe, but Bill Gates reveals his real reason behind the massive farmland purchases is to grow GM food crops to develop biofuel, which, you know, if you believe that. So Bill Gates said that, and agricultural sector is important, apparently, he says. It'll save the planet. It'll save Africa from starvation. You know, on and on it goes with the global warming stuff. But get this, $171 million he has purchased for 14,500 acres of prime eastern Washington state farmland. He bought that in 2018. They are estimated to have 242,000 acres of farmland currently, which would be basically the size of Hong Kong. They also have a part in a 269,000 acre portfolio associated with, I guess, a holdings company. What'd you say, Frank? They've been saying that, what? They've been saying what? Oh, yeah, saving lives that aren't born yet. Well, yeah, that's an oxymoron for sure. Apparently, they have land in 19 states, holdings in Louisiana. They have almost 70,000 acres there. Arkansas, 48,000 acres, in Arizona, about 26,000. So, man, that's a lot of land to maintain. Last but not least in the quack report, experimental Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine was halted, as you know, due to deadly blood clots. But we're not supposed to know how many deaths. Multiple cases of blood clots following the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 injection. Experts are reporting that physicians across the country have been updated about the vaccine with what is called fact sheets. They warn about the deadly blood clots, which can trigger an interference from other pharmaceutical medications that a patient may be on. So I'm wondering if they're going to just blame it on that. You know, that's the reason why it didn't work. According to Peter Marks, he's the FDA guy, he says the real thing is that it is so notable here. It is not just a cerebral blood clot. So they're saying it's not just something that happened, it's something that was created. And it's an occurrence together that makes a pattern, he says, and a pattern is very, very similar to what I've seen in other vaccines. Well, he didn't mention which others. But we can just surmise, can't we? Can we just surmise for a moment? Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about vaccines a little bit in the first part of the show through nanotechnology. So I don't want you to go anywhere. So that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're talking about the human hack here. Technology, you know, everywhere is technology. Now, I've gotten a couple calls, as I mentioned, asking what is nanotechnology and what's its purpose, especially in vaccines. Well, it's a good question. In general, nanotechnology is matter on a atomic level in a molecule size. It's the molecule scale. So this is technology that has been in development for about 70 years. And technology advancements have, you know, pushed this field into the limelight in the last 40 years. Now, everything on Earth is made up of atoms, your food, your building materials, your clothes, and all life forms, atoms, okay? Nanotechnology is going to be touched, or all the atoms are going to be touched by nanotechnology. So let's look at what they're harvesting here. So nanotechnology is very, I guess, a flexible application that is used across many scientific fields like biology, chemistry, engineering, physics, and material science. So physicist Richard Feynman, he sparked the interest in this area of nanotechnology in the mid-1950s. So the concept at that point really didn't have a name. But it was an idea that was batted around by scientists regarding manipulating or controlling atoms and small molecules. So 10 years later now, Professor, what is it, Nori Taniguchi, I guess that's his last name, I apologize if I mispronounced it, he coined the term nanotechnology. So in 1981, a new microscope was created. So they have this equipment. They were developing the equipment in order to see how they can manipulate and influence atoms. So this is a very small matter engineers are working with. Can't be seen with the naked eye. So they had to have special microscopes, which, you know, can see about 1 to 100th nanometers. That's the size comparison. Let's see if I can give you an example. 25,400,000 nanometers are included in 1 inch, okay? With regard to the width of your human hair, it would contain 80 to 100,000 nanometers. 100,000 nanometers would make up the thickness of a sheet of newspaper, the thickness of it. If a marble were a nanometer, 1 meter would be the size of planet Earth. So, Let's just check out their tools for a minute here. Now, science has been developing these microscopes that can see what the human eye can't. So in order to manipulate atoms on a molecule level, microscopes that scan and tunnel were created. Also, they called them STMs, or scanning tunneling microscopes. So why go so small? Well, why did science go to the molecule scale?
Well, when science deliberately goes to the nanoscale material level, it can change the composition of the materials very easily. Often the small scale will enhance a lot of control. So, for instance, it gives additional strength to the property they're working with, and it makes them more durable. Also, it makes them lighter. It offers additional control over light spectrum, so they can reflect the light better. It offers better chemical reactivity, offers different magnetic properties. It can be water repellent, self-cleaning, and antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the things that nanoparticles, they're creating them to do are kind of, I don't know, scary, freaky. In the world of the nanoparticles, just about anything can be imagined. So science can create nanoparticles that can self-assemble without outside direction. So nanoparticles are found in nature, okay? So human and animal blood have oxygen-transporting proteins inside red blood cells that are 5.5 nanometers in a diameter. So one natural form of nanoparticles would be smoke, volcanic ash, and sea spray, all considered nanoparticles. So nanoparticles have different shapes in nature. They can have the shape of a tube, like a wire, a film, or a flake, or even a shell. And so the boundaries are kind of endless in the nanotechnology field, making products such as medical devices, drugs, environmental products, automobile industry products, computer science devices, and even more. So it's kind of like an endless possibility there. Whatever you can imagine, they're going to make it. Now, let's get to the big, big question. Nanos in vaccines, nanoparticles in vaccines. Well, the debate if nanotechnology is in today's vaccines is now not debatable. In fact, according to Creative Biolab, they actually make vaccines, and they have a full line of custom nanoparticle services for this. So they claim the nanotechnology is an advancement in vaccine manufacturing, and some of the benefits they cite regarding nanotechnology are nanotechnology protects the antigens and the adjuvants in the serum from premature degrading. They say that nanoparticles offer more efficient delivery of the vaccine and its antigens, and that it improves on the antigen uptake. Here's a quote from Creative Biolabs. They say, nanotechnology benefits modern vaccine design since nanomaterials are ideal for antigen delivery, adjuvants, and it mimics the viral structures. So the first such vaccine used in clinical trials was the mRNA vaccine via lipid nanoparticles. Now, if you go to the CDC website and you type in, you know, coronavirus, COVID virus vaccine, nanoparticle technology, they'll tell you lipids are in there. And if you want to ask about the ingredients in the vaccine, you won't get the real list. You'll get, you know, kind of like the smoothy VP list of like lipids and some of the other things, adjuvants and stuff and like that. But I was kind of shocked, Frank. You had provided me kind of a list that was, I guess, leaked out from the UK government website for the Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine. And the calcium chloride, it's a euthanasia drug used by vets. What's that doing in the vaccine? Seriously, what is that doing in there? I mean, I've seen a lot of these ingredients in other vaccines, but I hadn't seen that one. That's just, well, shake your head on that. A euthanasia vaccine for animals in a COVID vaccine. Interesting. So what some people may not realize, though, that you, in the manufacturing of your nanotechnology materials, they use gold to manufacture these things. So I believe the nanotech in vaccines is solely to benefit the vaccine's immune system compromising effects. That's my opinion. So altering God's creation always is going to have a big price. And the next paragraph is what I reported in the next thing I'm going to report is what I said back in October 2014. The nanotechnology is supported by government. In a short time, it is predicted that the strong campaigns will be launched to overcome the social norms which would object to or against nano invasion. This technology will erase all privacy, the need for other physical IDs, such as your driver's license, remove the need for paper medical records, flash drives, cell phones, cameras, banks, teller machines, visas, passports, keys, and even a pen and paper. So the technology will be marketed to counter things like missing persons, save your resources, and also save, of course, the planet. And it will be advertised as making life more secure. And when society rolls over and accepts such a nano-controlled world, you will kiss goodbye your individualism, your privacy, freedom, and even godliness. That's what I reported back in October 2014. And this is coming into play now with your vaccine passport nonsense. Just wait. And here's another thing you have to understand. What some doctors and virologists are objecting to, and we've reported on a few of them, about the nanotechnology designed for vaccines is what you're not often getting in reports is the nanoparticles in vaccines. Well, it's kind of a new technology, and they're still working out the bugs, and it still has problems. According to CD Bioparticles, they say the nanotechnology vaccines have safety issues. They reported this. Live attenuated vaccines can exhibit safety drawbacks that could potentially induce pathogenic diseases, end of quote. So, pathogenic diseases, you know, Alzheimer's, you know, a lot of autoimmune issues. And this is maybe why the FDA's working side effects list on the mRNA vaccines with nanotech in them included on the list, quote, other vaccine-induced diseases. So both the Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines need to be kept cold due to the messenger RNA vaccine. And these serums, you know, take the human cell and really turn it into a manufacturing center to produce a particular coronavirus protein. And we're told that this will engage the immune system, which has the potential really to attack that patient's cells and contain COVID markers already. So this creates an autoimmune disorder of a magnitude not seen by a medicine before. So weaponizing your immune system against you is the potential here. So I encourage people to do your homework, please, on all treatments and therapies recommended to you. And, you know, I kind of laugh because I got a call from someone who said they went to see their doctor about, I don't know, it was something minor, ingrown toenail, I don't know, something minor. And the doctor gave him a prescription for something, and they asked the doctor some questions, and the doctor's response was, don't believe the Internet. Mm-hmm. Well, if we can't believe the scientific journals, because over 50% of them are fraudulent, and you can't believe the Internet, what are you supposed to believe? I mean, I think truth leaks out, though. Truth always wins, because that's God's hand, see? So truth will always get to the ears of people who need to hear it. Now, whether they believe it, it's another thing. But doctors telling people now, don't believe the Internet, what you hear and read over the Internet. So, I don't know if doctors can believe their own medical journals, so I don't think they need to be talking about the Internet. But the powerherbs.com, if you want to check out, they have a full line of immune support, metabolic support, and organ cleansing products. It's an educational process. It's not hard. It's just tools you need and information you would need to do what you need to do. So the powerherbs.com, check them out or give them a call and get their free catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're on their website and you have an email account, do sign up for their newsletters. got some really great newsletters that are free, and they go out each week, American Survival and the Health Quest. And you'll get a life shaken and proven information in each issue. So this is information you're not going to get anywhere else. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out and be empowered. Got a few minutes, but we got lots to talk about. And you know, this month is just going by really fast, Frank. I can't believe it. It's going to be May here in a little bit. Just got a couple weeks left in this month, and it's going to be smack out May. It's going to be Mama's Day, Mother's Day before we know it. And people are going to be out there getting flowers and gardening and taking Mom to dinner, all that good stuff. It's just, you know, I used to say, Frank, where did the day go? Now I'm saying, where did a month go? You know, life, it's just, it's spinning so fast. So we got a couple things here we're going to talk about. And one of them is about your supplements, because a lot of people, they don't know what to get. They really don't know what to get in supplements. So they call and they say, well, I have no idea. And people are so ingrained into thinking isolated supplements. You know, here's vitamin C in this bottle, here's vitamin D in this, and this vitamin E in that one, vitamin A. They forget that a lot of your foods have all-encompassing vitamins and minerals, and they work together synergistically. And that's the best way to get your nutrition, because that's how God created us to get it. So when you have isolated megadoses of this and isolated megadoses of that, and you don't have the uptake mineral requirements for each one, then are you really getting the nutrition and fortification you think you are? Maybe not. So, and when you don't have full chemistry, the body looks at that, you know, vitamin supplement as a prescription drug, because it's isolated, and that's what drugs are. They're isolated things, so they can patent them. So we're going to talk about, do your supplements, you know, really have the firepower you need? What may they have in them that you don't want? You know, is there heavy metals in there? So we're going to try to educate you out there in the marketplace, some of the hazards to sidestep and better take better care of yourself. And we're going to get to that topic right after this break. So we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Boy, we're getting into new technology. New technology, Frank. Even the sound of the music, eh? The techno sound. Well, we're going to be talking about your supplements because a lot of times, you know, you go to the shelves and the stores and, well, man, it's a sea of supplements. What do you do? Which one do you pick? Well, most people look for the labels that say natural, healthy, organic, or something thereof. They look for a lot of those industry seals that confirm that it's organic. So a majority of pharmaceutical drugs are made in China. And the reason is China really doesn't have the industry standards that we have in America. So a lot of times you can get finished products, supplements from China, and they're just private labeled for something else. And it looks like it may have been made somewhere in the U.S. So the nutritional supplement market is about a $28 billion industry. It grows by an annual 3 to 5% a year. Most Americans are kind of unaware of a lot of supplements that may be advertised, that some of their raw ingredients may be coming from China. All your vitamin C seems to be coming from China now, so your C supplements are. So any food product stating added vitamin C, you have to assume it's coming from China. Now, product labels are not required to list the origins of your ingredients, so consumers aren't going to know unless they do a little research. So when they look into, the product, the manufacturer, and they find that China is supplying some herbs, and China has some real problems with environmental toxins, if you didn't know. They do. Now, since the country has limited restrictions on most industries, there is heavy pollution there in the water in China and in the soil. So, for example, rice farms in 1/6 of the country of China have massive amounts of cadmium, which is a metal found in batteries. So industrial waste, also from plastic manufacturers and dyes and colorings, can also be winding up in that soil. So all of these contaminants can easily cause things like kidney disease. And environmental experts list China's water for irrigation to be 86% polluted from unregulated factories. Now, China also seems to have infrastructure problems with their sewage systems, in which 80% of the entire country waste is directed into the rivers. Not good. So in China, it has, you know, some population issues as well, and it would be kind of logical to assume that, you know, organic standards coming from China may be substandard. So most products manufactured, harvested, and produced in China would be considered adulterated by the FDA standards here in the United States. So how can any of these substandard, potentially deadly products enter the United States? You're probably thinking, oh, no way it would come in. Well, there are several factories in play. There are not enough inspectors to point for entry to at the point of entry in the country to check for purity of all the products that enter the United States. And phony products made elsewhere are also submitted for the initial approval, and then they're switched for future shipments. They're made in China, they bribe, you know, inspectors and that kind of thing. So the federal budget can't fund quality control structures to test and check every imported food and supplement product that's coming in the United States. It's just not feasible. So the FDA is really not responsible for testing anyway. They don't test anything. So the Department of Agriculture does take an issue at the port of call, the dock area, when you get raw ingredients coming into the country, what you call unfinished products. So raw goods are usually inspected pretty carefully, and they look for insects, animals, disease, E. coli. A lot of the raw stuff is sprayed and irradiated just in case. Now, each year the FDA does receive adverse reaction complaints from American consumers. Between 2008 and 2012, the FDA did receive about 6,300 complaints, and the real numbers are really estimated to be 8 times higher. So most consumers would not connect the dots that their supplement made them sick. So how could a vitamin make you sick and put you at risk? Well, they can if they are China-made, and U.S. consumers are not aware of the China-made vitamins that could be in everyday grocery store products and cosmetics and even animal food, you know, pet food. So the FDA would have to inspect hundreds of overseas facilities to make these items safe, and they just don't do that. So currently there are 189,000 registered facilities, and the FDA admits they have looked into a mere 12% of these facilities. So do the math there. So the globalization of your goods has increased the risk of food-grade supplements and foodstuff contaminants, and the stressed economy has industries looking to save money and offering cutting corners, use cheaper ingredients, also from overseas. So this brings you into maybe contaminants in the food system, as well as even knockoff brands, counterfeit brands, private labeled brands. So a country with little to no restrictions like China has fears little of the restriction protocols of other countries. They don't really care what the FDA thinks. Not really. And misrepresenting a product label with ingredient concentrations, not a big issue for them. You know, they're not worried about that. So, you know, if they yank the product off the market, they yank the product off the market. So this is kind of a widespread problem and encompasses products like even your prescription drugs that are also made overseas now, the generic stuff. So companies that manufacture their products in the United States may use cheaper ingredients and synthetic vitamins from China even. About 80% of the U.S. prescription drugs are made overseas, and 2/3 of the fruits and vegetables and 80% of the seafood all imported into the United States. There's another 15% of other foods that Americans consume are always imported. So we all continue to hear from politicians on how the FDA is going to protect the public, but without restrictions on imports and with limited funds to monitor the global food chain, well, these are going to be empty promises, to be sure. So as Dana O'Rourke of GoodGuy.com stated, the FDA should undergo a paradigm shift to become a global agency. Feels like Blockbuster Video announcing they have plans to go digital. Oops. Well, there are some prescription drug hazards, too. Aside from your toxicity of drugs and the side effects that are also added, there's an added threat that these medicines that are coming overseas, supplied by the Chinese, I mean, I know emergency room doctors are scared to death because they have no replacement drugs. So the Center for Medicine and the Public Interest have announced that there are recurring problems in the marketplace, including China. An example they gave was Viagra made in China had drywall ingredients included in them. And the FDA stated they didn't have the funds or staff to monitor overseas plants where such drugs were being manufactured, even though the funds for staff and monitoring overseas plants, 80% of the pharmaceutical ingredients and 40% of the finished drug products came from China. So they know a big chunk of this market's coming from China, but they just, you know, saying we just don't have the funds to do anything about it. Now, let's see. They also got some things coming from India. The Kansas City Star reported 20% of the fish oil supplements come from China and some from India. They also produce the world's vitamin C and also the antibiotics in China. So vitamin C and antibiotics, statin drugs, all these things come from China. So the North China Pharmaceutical Group Corporation is the second largest producer of your penicillin. And they also produce veterinary medicines, pesticides, and vitamins, all in the same facility. Hey, you know, Frank, I'm wondering if they include that veterinarian euthanasia drug that's in your COVID vaccine. I wonder if that's coming from the China Pharmaceutical Group Corporation. Well, and then you have your Food and Safety Modernization Act. Don't forget that. This act requires food importers to verify that their foreign suppliers have safety controls in place. And this is sort of like, you know, locks on doors for the honest folks. So the FDA has been given power to enact a third-party program to certify foreign food facilities. But I see a whole lot of room for corruption here as people are getting still sick. So the China food scandals that have made it into your media reports, well, it's an indicator that there are big problems in this whole thing. According to the Los Angeles Times, China, they sent the U.S. glow-in-the-dark pork, melons, and so other things. They exploded. They had tainted baby food and artificial eggs that were all not for Easter. So they had all this stuff coming into the United States on these ships. So you don't see these politicians announcing this. They don't tell you the federal mandates are failing us to keep us safe, and people are still concerned. Words are just words. Where's the action? You know them by their fruits, right? So the FDA, at the FDA over 15 years, it took them 15 years to inspect. It would take them 15 years to inspect all these facilities in China. That's what it would take them, 15 years. Based on what they have now. So that isn't going to happen, is it? So your vitamins, your fish oil products, your dietary supplements, if they're not made here in the United States, I certainly wouldn't be thinking about consuming them. That's my opinion. There was some counterfeit Tamiflu that came over the border. Drug thinners were also contaminated and killed 149 people. So we have to be discerning, folks. We have to be careful. I know it can be time-consuming running it down, finding out if this product is safe or not. So it's up to each of the individuals to research their supplements, their foods, their medications before you use them. I like whole food supplements. I like ingredients indigenous, harvestly and grown and harvested here in the United States. They're certified organic to TILF standard. So a lot of these companies now do invest in testing, you know, just to make sure. And so that's going to be at the top of my list. So standards are important. Now, the folks at Apothec Herbs, we deal with a couple of farms that are certified organic farms, and they grow to TILF standards, which means the land rested for 5 years. The minerals were allowed to come back into the soil, and they didn't use fertilizers to do it. The crop doesn't have any chemicals, fertilizers, or sprays for bugs, you know, and pesticides and things like that, or herbicides. So it's a clean crop. So very expensive crop, but worth every penny, because you know that the herbs are good and clean. They had life-giving minerals in the soil to make them grow healthy and strong. And you don't have any chemicals that can cause all kinds of internal medicine orders. So thepowerherbs.com, they're very careful about that. Give them a call. Get their free product catalog, 866-229-3663, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to be talking about your food, and we were just talking about supplements and how important it is that you get organic, clean things. So foods have the potential to change your genetic code. You know, they're trying to change your genetic code with a vaccine, and a messenger RNA vaccine, but foods, healthy foods, can change your genetic code. So medical schools like Harvard want us to believe, you know, the common modern diseases like diabetes, that's all genetic driven. That's what they're saying. There's nothing you can do about it. Patients are told that they're born with a metabolic time bomb, and they just have to, you know, live with the cards they were dealt, and take these drugs to manage their blood sugars and blah, blah, blah. So if you inherited flawed genes, they're definitely influenced by your ancestral diets. And science doesn't want you to believe that. They would have us to believe, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It's written in stone. You can just take the prescription, go home, and drink your Budweiser and have your pepperoni pizza and forget about it. Well, here's some insights. Some medical reports are stating that most illnesses are attributed to lifestyle, and they list the major lifestyle influences over health conditions, like your body weight, if you exercise or the lack of it, your diet, whether it's healthy or not, if you smoke, or if you consume alcohol. So these are the things that influence your genetic code. And so, and what'd you say, Frank? I know, very little diabetes, you know, prior to the 50s. Well, if you think about it, they started manufacturing for the marketplace vaccines in the 40s, but they didn't get rolling with a lot of mandated vaccines till later on. So it would make sense that, you know, childhood diabetes, diabetes in general, obesity started after 1950. Now, if you see movie reels, Frank, of Victor J., World War II, the Hawaiian Islands, wherever you are in America, people had, like, Super 8 movie reels that they were taking. And you can't find any obese people in them. It's just astonishing. All these people are fit and trim. You can't find any fat people. Of course, you know, back in 1945, you know, we didn't have, you know, fast food chains. They had maybe a diner, but most people, you know, made their own stuff. So, what are you saying, Frank? So I had everybody's in 50 years. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get to that, because what you put in the body matters, and it can change your genetic code, and you can pass that on. And you think that genetics is a lie? You think this? I think it's kind of the scaffolding, and what you fill it in with how you live is going to influence what you pass on. So if we read through a lot of the techno talk and scientific data, we find that, in general, your Western diet is not really healthy. The Diabetes Prevention Program did an analysis of patients who disposed of the Western diet, the way of eating, and they adopted a more healthier one. They got on a regular exercise plan. They avoided sugar and artificial sweeteners, and they found that they could reverse their diabetes within 2 to 3 years. So they reported that this mindset to live healthier and stick with it offered a 58% success rate at being diabetes-free. Now, Prevention also reported that people who changed their eating changed their lives as well, and then they listed foods that diabetics can eat, and they looked at the Mediterranean diet and the omega-3 fatty acids in there, you know, nuts, beans, lentils, things like that. So whole food living, strong influence on the health and genetic code that you have. You are what you eat, essentially. Grandma was right. All right, so let's look at the big three. So the United States, we have three internal medicine plagues that are now considered a normal or expected condition by medicine in our society. In other words, people are not that surprised when they hear they got a diagnosis of heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, especially as people age. So it may be common, but it's really not normal for us to have those problems. So when we consider cultural studies done around the world, there is an area that has few cases of these big three conditions. So Americans and the Mediterranean area were kind of opposites. America is the one full of disease, and the Mediterranean has very little heart disease, cancer, or diabetes. So this shows how important a diet is or a lifestyle is, and you have the tools right now to make those changes. And avoid a lot of isolated synthetic supplements. They're not going to make the difference. Live, healthy, organic food with all the chemistry together will. Now, in 2014, Indiana University reported that people with heart disease were low on iron, but they were getting too much iron that wasn't any good, if you know what I'm saying. So they didn't have the whole food kind of iron. Ferrous sulfate supplements is not the right thing. Actually, people with any internal medicine disease are usually low in some minerals or other nutrients. So the industrial farm complex has departed from the healthy farming practices, and our crops and animals are not healthy as they used to be, and it's a trickle-down effect on nutrition does sustain health, and we're not sustaining as well as we used to. So people a few thousand or 100 years ago really had healthier constitutions than we do today. It wasn't heart disease or cancer that killed them. It was pandemics or it was war that killed them. So an example is if you look at Joshua in the Bible, who led Israel into battle well into his 80s. Who in his 80s do you know could do that today? Now, he wielded a sword. He wasn't just, you know, directing. He was actually in it. So who do you know in their 80s has the strength to pick up a sword, let alone wield it in battle? So men of valor in the Bible could dispatch 300 of the enemy in just 30 minutes. And that's reducing the ranks of the enemy by 10 men per minute. Who do you know that can do that? So you have to have the right fuel, healthy cells, a good constitution. You have to have a muscular structure to do that. And, you know, we just don't have men of valor like that anymore. All right, so Indiana University wasn't the only institution to mention the link between iron and heart disease. The Imperial College of London also reported some findings in the Journal of the Arterial Sclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology Journal. They said that low iron increases the risk of heart disease and especially coronary artery disease. So what we need to discern here is that these reports is that people of the Western diet tend to get their iron from red meat. And there are plenty of non-animal foods that do provide whole food iron. And this is a good news, really, because, you know, red meats come with lots of fat, which can promote congestive arteries and heart failure. And, of course, the scientists in the studies want to give, you know, patients that have heart disease and, you know, those statin drugs and synthetic iron tablets to take, and that's just not going to help. Well, you're going to find a whole food source of natural iron in things like beans, nuts, green leafy vegetables. But you're saying, is that going to be enough? Well, you're so conditioned to use mega doses, isolated supplements, pop pills, you have no clue. So people seem to be obsessed with natural food sources, but they don't think it'll provide enough of the minerals and vitamins to make a difference. But medical doctors tell patients they can't control symptoms with diet alone. So they're hearing that. And, well, you know, symptom management is really not the goal here. When considering the conventional foods grown today, I'd admit it's probably 50% devoid of the nutrients our ancestors ate just 100 years ago. So certified organic heirloom products will offer more nutrition, and you may have to grow it yourself and get it, or if you can't get it locally. So the next best thing is, you know, to supplement your diet, but you want to do whole food supplements. So when we consider supplements and we look into things like herbs and spices, we find they have a very complex, concentrated, balanced source of these nutrients. Now, the Bible calls this meat, when it means, you know, concentrated and convenient for you. So you can avoid getting too much of a good thing. You won't get too much iron. You won't have less iron. You'll have just the right balance. Plus, the other minerals and uptake buffer alkaloids will be with it so that the body can absorb what it needs. So whole foods is how I look at things. The chemistry profile is the correct profile. God created it, and you can't go wrong with his copyright. So the body can't void out what it does not need, unlike synthetic sources. So if you have whole food, the body just taps in what it needs and it voids out what it doesn't. When you have synthetics, that's not going to happen. So your synthetic vitamins don't do that. So natural iron from whole foods will allow you to strengthen the blood system, and you can hold on to oxygen longer and deliver that to your cells. So cells getting oxygen and nutrients in a balanced chemistry provides long-lasting concentrated fuel for your cells, so you won't feel tired. It's a better fuel, and strengthens your system and gives you endurance. And so this is how we just don't eat the same way as the people of the Bible, and we don't have any strength and endurance because of it. So thepowerherbs.com, if you're looking for some supplements and some cleanses and metabolic strengtheners, there's where you go. They'll educate you and provide tools and educate you. So this is how you can use tools successfully when you have the right information. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I can see I am out of time. So the information provided is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.